Congressman Shirley Chisholm of New York announced that she will run for the presidency of the United States. She first made that announcement in Brooklyn and then came on to the nation's capital to make the announcement again. Gwen Hudley was there.
Today, U.S. Representative Shirley Chisholm, Democrat of New York, also the Democratic National Committee woman from New York, announced her statement of candidacy for the office of the President of the United States. Mrs. Chisholm has entered primaries in Florida, California, North Carolina, and New York. In her statement, Mrs. Chisholm said,
I stand before you today as a candidate for the Democratic nomination for the presidency of the United States. I am not the candidate of Black America, although I am Black and proud. I am not the candidate of the women's movement of this country, although I am a woman, and I'm equally proud of that. I am not the candidate of any political bosses or fat cats or special interests. I stand here now without endorsements from many big-name politicians or celebrities or any kind of prop. I do not intend to offer to you the tired and glib clichés which have for too long been an accepted part of our political life. I am the candidate of the people, and my presence before you now symbolizes a new era in American political history. Beyond Vietnam and its horrors, which have dominated our newspapers and television for 8 long years, and beyond the economic recession, which has caused severe hardship to so many Americans, is the visible, ongoing destruction of our natural environment and our loss of a sense of personal security in our daily lives. We've looked in vain to the Nixon administration for the courage, the spirit, the character, and the words to lift us, to bring out the breath in us, to rekindle in each of us our faith in the American dream. Yet, all that we have received in return is just another smooth exercise in political manipulation, deceit and deception, callousness and indifference to our individual problems, and the disgusting playing of divisive politics, pitting the young against the old, labor against management, North against South, and Black against white. And the abiding concern of this administration has been one of political expediency rather than the needs of man's nature. And the president has broken his promises to us and has therefore lost his claim to our trust and confidence in him. I stand before you today to repudiate the ridiculous notion that the American people will not vote for a qualified candidate simply because he is not white, or because she is not a male. I do not believe that in 1972 the great majority of Americans harbor such narrow and petty prejudices. I'm convinced that the American people are in a mood to discard the politics and the political personalities of the past. I believe they will show in 1972 and thereafter that they intend to make independent judgments on the merits of a particular candidate, based on that candidate's intelligence, character, physical ability, competence, integrity, and honesty. It is, I feel, the duty of responsible leaders in this country to encourage and to maximize, not to dismiss or minimize such judgments. All of you who share this vision, from New York to California, from Wisconsin to Florida, our brothers and sisters on the road to national unity and a new kind of America. And those of you who were locked outside of the convention hall in 1968, those of you who can now vote for the first time, those of you who agree with me that the institutions of this country belong to all of the people who inhabit it, those of you who have been neglected, left out, ignored, forgotten, or shunned aside for whatever reason, give me your help. Join me in an effort to reshape our society and regain control of our destiny.